आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। वाइस प्रेसिडेंट जगदीप धनखड़ रिजाइन्स फ्रॉम द पोस्ट साइटिंग हेल्थ रीजंस। पार्लियामेंट्री कमेटी एलोकेट 16 आवर्स टू डिबेट ऑपरेशन सिंदूर इन द लोकसभा। Bihar becomes first state to have less than 1,200 voters per polling station. Election Commission says move aims to make voting more convenient. ISRO to launch Earth Observation Satellite NISAR, jointly developed with NASA, next week. Death toll in the Bangladesh Air Force jet crash rises to 22. And in chess, India's Divya Deshmukh joins Koneru Hampi to storm into the semi-finals of FIDE Women's World Cup. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has resigned from the post, citing health reasons. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu, Mr. Dhankar said, to prioritize health care and abide by medical advice, he has resigned effective immediately. He expressed his gratitude to the President for her unwavering support during his tenure. Mr. Dhankar also expressed his deep gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the esteemed Council of Ministers. He said the warmth, trust and affection he received from all members of Parliament would ever be cherished and embedded in his memory. Mr. Dhankar said he was deeply thankful for the invaluable experiences and insights he gained as Vice President in this great democracy. The first day of the monsoon session of Parliament witnessed several disruptions by opposition parties over multiple issues, including demands for an immediate discussion on the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Opposition MPs continuously raised slogans, insisting on a debate. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assured the House that the government is ready to discuss all issues. However, due to the ongoing uproar, the Lok Sabha was adjourned 3 times. We have a report.
The business in the Rajya Sabha transacted smoothly after 1 adjournment in the morning. The upper house took up the question hour and special mention and also passed the Lading Bill 2025 after discussion. Later, in a meeting of Business Advisory Committee of Parliament, it was decided to hold discussion on Operation Sindoor in the Lok Sabha. 16 hours have been allocated for this debate. Besides, 12 hours have been allocated in the lower house for the discussion on Income Tax Bill 2025. In another development in Parliament, several MPs submitted a memorandum to Lok Sabha Speaker to remove Justice Yashwant Verma. A total of 145 Lok Sabha members signed the impeachment motion against Justice Verma under Articles 124, 217 and 218 of the Constitution. The Parliament will inquire into the matter related to the recovery of cash at the residence of Justice Yashwant Verma.
Today, the Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the state of Goa Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. While in the Rajya Sabha, Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal will move the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025. Bihar has become the first state in the country where every polling station will now cater to fewer than 1,200 voters. Announcing this yesterday, the Election Commission said the move is aimed at reducing long queues and making voting more convenient. To achieve this, 12,817 new polling stations have been added across the state. Earlier, there was a ceiling of 1,500 electors per station, which has been revised to 1,200 under the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the Electoral Rolls. The Election Commission also informed that from the 1st of next month, any member of public can file objections regarding any additions, deletions or corrections in the draft electoral rolls. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has mandated the installation of high-resolution CCTV cameras with audio-visual recording in all its affiliated schools to further strengthen student safety. As per the new norms, cameras will be installed at entry and exit points, corridors, staircases, classrooms, labs, libraries, canteens, playgrounds and other common areas, excluding toilets and washrooms. The cameras will have real-time recording and a minimum 15-day storage backup, which can be accessed by authorities if needed. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the NISAR Earth Observation Satellite, developed jointly with American space agency NASA, on the 30th of this month at 1740 hours from Sriharikota. GSLV F-16 heavy lift rocket will place the satellite into a 743 kilometers sun-synchronous orbit. The NISAR satellite will scan the entire globe every 12 days and provide high-resolution, all-weather, day and night data. More from our correspondent.
NISAR, developed jointly with NASA, will be the sharpest eye in the sky. It is the first satellite to observe the Earth with a dual-frequency synthetic aperture radar. NASA's L-band and ISRO's S-band radar will use NASA's large 12-meter unfurlable mesh reflector antenna that is integrated to ISRO's modified satellite. The L-band radar can penetrate thick forests and dense vegetation, while the S-band provides crystal-clear surface details. It will observe Earth using sweeps technology for the first time. These radars can detect subtle changes in Earth's surface to monitor sea ice, vegetation, storm tracking, soil moisture changes, surface water mapping, and disaster probabilities. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Today marks the 6th anniversary of the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO's Chandrayaan 2 launch. The mission aimed to study the moon's topography, seismography, mineral distribution and surface composition, with a focus on the lunar South Pole. A report.
India's second lunar exploration mission, which successfully lifted off on July 22, 2019 from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, primarily aimed to explore the lunar surface, particularly the South Pole, and consisted of an orbiter, lander Vikram, and rover Pragyan. Although the lander faced a setback due to a software glitch resulting in a crash landing on September 6, 2019, the orbiter continues to operate, providing valuable insight into the lunar science and mapping the minerals and water molecules in the polar regions. Chandrayaan 2's legacy serves as a testament to ISRO's capabilities and dedication to space exploration, inspiring future lunar endeavors. Sanyukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
International Monetary Fund, IMF's Deputy Managing Director, Geeta Gopinath, is set to leave the fund at the end of next month. She will return to Harvard University as professor in the Department of Economics. Geeta Gopinath joined IMF in January 2019 as chief economist and was promoted to first deputy managing director in January 2022. At least 22 people, including school children, were killed and 169 people were injured after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed in Dhaka's Uttara area on Monday afternoon. The F-7 BGI aircraft of Bangladesh Air Force took off for a training flight and crashed shortly after into the Milestone School and College campus in the Uttara area of Dhaka, according to Inter Services Public Relations, ISPR, of Bangladesh. More from our correspondent.
The horrific accident has raised urgent questions as to operating an Air Force base inside one of the most densely populated cities in the world. For many Dhaka residents, the shock of the incident has renewed fears that have long gone unaddressed. Abdullah Farooq, a former Biman Bangladesh captain with decades of flying experience, publicly voiced his concern over the proximity of military flight operations to commercial and civilian zones. Nawalsang Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the loss of lives in the tragic air crash in Dhaka. In a social media post, Mr. Modi gave his condolences to the bereaved families. He prayed for the swift recovery of those injured. The Prime Minister added that India stands in solidarity with Bangladesh and is ready to extend all possible support and assistance. In Pakistan, the sit-in protest by Baloch Yakjeti Committee, BYC, against the government has entered its seventh day at the capital city of Islamabad. The protest is led by families of forcibly disappeared persons and detained leaders of BYC from Balochistan. The protesters alleged that all roads leading to the Islamabad Press Club have remained blocked and authorities have continued to deny permission to set up a protest camp at the site. Meanwhile, the Human Rights Council of Balochistan presented its annual report for 2024, documenting an alarming rise in human rights violations across Balochistan. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, in collaboration with stock exchanges, has launched a centralized compliance reporting platform for stockbrokers. Offered by National Stock Exchange, the platform will be called Samohik Prativedan Manch. In Ladakh, District Administration of Kargil accorded a grand and heartfelt welcome to His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama upon his arrival in Zanskar yesterday. While addressing a gathering, His Holiness emphasized the importance of interfaith harmony, peaceful coexistence, and the need to educate both the heart and the mind. Moving on to the world of sports, in chess, international master Divya Deshmukh became the second Indian to advance to the semi-finals of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia. We have more from our sports desk.
In a rapid tie-break, Divya defeated compatriot Harika Dronavalli by 2-0. She has now joined compatriot Kuneru Hampi in the Final Four clash. In the semi-finals, Divya will face China's Tan Jungi, while Hampi will be up against another top-ranked Li Tingji at the Grand Bellagio venue. On to cricket, the BCCI has informed that all-rounder Nitish Kumar Reddy has been ruled out of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy Test Series against England due to knee injury. Left-arm fast bowler Arshdeep Singh has also been ruled out of the 4-test match at Manchester due to impact injury on his left thumb. Meanwhile, Anshul Kamboj has been added to the squad. On the other hand, England have named their playing 11 for the Manchester Test beginning tomorrow at Old Trafford. Liam Dawson replaces Shoaib Bashir, who has been ruled out of the series. Moving ahead, Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Khadse felicitated the Special Olympics Bharat football team in New Delhi yesterday for their second consecutive Gothia Special Olympics trophy win. The minister said the cup triumph stands as a testament to the collaborative strength of government, corporates and sports federations.
हमारे देश का हर युवा खेल में आगे बढ़े इसलिए भारत सरकार के माध्यम से पैरा एथलीट्स हो गए या स्पेशल ओलंपिक भारत के सभी एथलीट्स हो गए उन्हें प्रोत्साहन देने के लिए भारत सरकार पूरा प्रयास कर रही है.
Last we have from SAF Under 17 Championship 2025 football, where defending champions India has been drawn along with arch rivals Pakistan, Bhutan and Maldives in Group B. The tournament will be played in September this year in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Chirag Jaspur. Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Telangana and Uttarakhand today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, coastal Karnataka, Chhattisgarh, Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh are also expected to receive heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. The story of Jagdeep Dhankar resigning as vice president is the headlines in all dailies. Flutter in Delhi as VP Dhankar quits on day one of monsoon session. 2 years of his term left, headlines the Indian Express. While the Times of India headlines, shock exit, Dhankar quits as VP on first day of parliament session. And the Hindustan Times headlines, VP Dhankar resigns citing health grounds. 7-11 Mumbai train terror. High Court acquits all 12 facing death and life. 8 walk free. Headlines the Tribune. No proof. HC tears apart ATS theory on 7-11 serial train blast is a front page story in the Asian Age. And finally, the Army purchasing cutting edge drones built by 2 engineering students of BITS Pilani in their hostel is a story in the Times of India. The students had launched their startup just 2 months ago. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar resigns from the post citing health reasons. Parliamentary committee allocates 16 hours to debate Operation Sindhur in the Lok Sabha. Bihar becomes the first state to have less than 1,200 voters per polling station. Election Commission says move aims to make voting more convenient. ISRO to launch Earth Observation Satellite NISAR, jointly developed with NASA, next week. Death toll in the Bangladesh Air Force jet crash rises to 22. And in chess, India's Divya Deshmukh joins Koneru Hampi to storm into the semi-finals of the FIDE Women's World Cup. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and the News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.